3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Clearly, that is not the correct time. It never is, and I shouldn't have to tell you that it isn't. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that is all you need to know. That's the most important thing in the world. Why? Because it is at 1930 UTC that the usual thing goes down. What's the usual thing? It's the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm a little down today. I just don't know if I have it. I feel like a slug. I got all kinds of various problems. And it's a dismal gray day outdoors and very cold. Well, not very cold, but cold enough that I don't want to go out and try to have muscle problems. Because I was having some muscle problems last night. I had the weirdest one. This was like slightly after dinner time. The sun had just gone down, and I was like, whoa, what's wrong with my guts? I had this weird feeling in my guts, and it started to hurt. Suddenly, it was like stabbing and hurting, and I thought, oh, God, this isn't good. Because I thought it was an internal gut pain, and I thought, great. Here we go. It's time for another exciting trip to the hospital. But no, I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was walking back up the stairs when I realized, no, wait, this isn't internal, because I twisted funny and I could feel it stretch and do weird stuff. It was a weird muscle thing. And so I thought, oh, I got to lay down on the floor, because I don't know what it was, but I realized that if I was sort of laying on my stomach on the floor, that this was sort of getting stretched out just right. I thought, okay, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. This'll work. And I thought, yeah, maybe I can take a nap. Maybe if I take a nap for 45 minutes or an hour, I'll wake up and the pain will be gone. So I laid there and I was trying to go to sleep. But I kept hearing weird noises, like a truck backing up and down the street. It wouldn't stop. It's not like somebody was turning around in a driveway. It just kept going, and it kept going, and it kept going. And so after about 40 minutes of just laying there, wondering what this noise was, I decided to get up. And my muscle had sort of stretched back out and was feeling better. And I came up here into the living room where I'm sitting right now. And I looked out the window, and there was traffic. There was cars, bumper to bumper, at a standstill in front of my house, all the way up the street, as far as I could see, which is only about 200 meters because there's a hill, and then all the way down the street, which is only about, I don't know, 150, maybe 200 meters. Yeah. And what the, I still haven't, it was like that for another 2 hours. I don't know what was going on. I have a feeling there was something happening up at the church, but I don't know what would be happening at a church on a Thursday night, especially that, this is the first time I've seen this happen. I don't know. It was a very bizarre deal. And then last night, late at night, right before I was getting ready to go to bed, I ate a piece of candy. And right after I ate it, my body thought it needed to be rejected. So that was fun. So I went to bed kind of late, but I got up kind of early. But I am kind of tired, and I'm kind of sore and cranky, and all I want to do is complain. But I can't really think of anything really actually good to complain about. Mostly just all the normal sort of boring stuff. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do less complaining today than I thought. Oh, what am I going to eat for lunch today? Ooh. Yeah, I went to the store yesterday because I was running out of all of the regular stuff. And I thought, what else do I want besides all the regular stuff? And it's like, yeah, there's nothing good. All food is terrible. No, so then I bought some of those, and the name suddenly escapes me. You know those pastas that I like? The tortellini. Tortellini. I got some tortellini. I got some of those Italian sausage tortellini that I like. And I decided, oh, I had to get some more pepperoni for my breakfast, pepperoni and waffles, which I had this morning, and it was yummy. I was over at the deli, and I was looking at this roast beef, and the roast beef looked really good, and I got the pepperoni, and I walked away from the roast beef, but the more I thought about it, I was like, So I got a little bit, just a little. I got two sandwiches worth, and I bought a loaf of bread and some lettuce and a tomato and some baby Swiss cheese. Yes, you're going to be surprised and shocked to find out that I ate a roast beef sandwich instead of a Black Forest ham sandwich. And if I could have purchased Black Forest beef, I would have, but that's not a thing. No, it's not. It really isn't. So anyway, I've got food. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty excited about that. And what else have I been doing? Nothing. Nothing. Not a damn thing. Well, actually, last night I was sort of messing around and I was playing with the Spring Reverb. And I started having fun with the Spring Reverb. And I was taken back to my late teenage years, when I was using a Spring Reverb as one of my main instruments, when I was making all kinds of neat experimental music. And I started messing with this last night. I started messing with this thing last night. Wasn't using it as it was originally intended. I probably voided my own warranty. But I started to have fun. I really, really was having some fun. It was weird. It was like I went back in time, back to when I was 19 years old, back in 2007. Because I'm a millennial. I'm a young child. And, I don't know, maybe we could do something with that now. Maybe this needs to be, what, number 3 or 4 in the series of how to be a musician without actually needing to know anything about music or have any talent. I can make anybody a star. It's all about attitude. It's all about attitude. It's all about BS. It's all about marketing. It's all about salesmanship. If you can sell, you can perform. There is no difference. So anyway, you want to hear this thing? You want to hear this thing? Let's turn the amp on. Clonk. Yeah, it's a little hummy because I forgot to ground it and I still haven't fixed it or bothered to do anything. But I'm keeping the hum in right now because, actually, I think I can knock that hum out. And where's my hum killer? What's going on here is I couldn't figure out a good way to record this. There is no good way. And so, here's my hum killer. That's pretty cool. What was I talking about? I'm thinking about leaving the hum. This thing ungrounded because that hum creates a drone. That hum creates a note that becomes music. But anyway, if you want to be a musical artist, if you have an interest in being some kind of artist and you want to make art music and not terrible pop music, this is the way to go. What you need to do is get yourself a Spring Reverb. Let's test it out. So can you hear this? Oh yeah. Not only can you hear that, I'm pretty sure I clipped. Yeah, and so recording this is really a trick. I have to go through all the signal chain and then into the amp and then out the amp preamp and then into the interface that allows you to hear it. And so this is what you're hearing. And that's me just dragging my fingernail along the spring of a spring reverb. And that is a nice, harmonically rich drone. That's pretty cool. And of course, I've got this plugged into my looper and stuff. Where am I getting that little phase? It went away. And I've also got it plugged into the effects processor. So I might have to do a little bit of a jam here. Do some ambient music. But I'm going to have to turn the microphone off. Because when you hear this, you are hearing it both direct and through the microphone that I'm speaking into. So let's avoid that, and let's try not to clip anything, and maybe we should do some stuff. So here's what you do. Here's how you do it. First thing you do is you start your looper recording. Okay, so it's doing its thing, it's waiting for some input, and then you give it a little bit of sound like this. And maybe give it some tick-tack. Oh, now my cat's yanging at me. And so what you do is you let the looper run for a little bit longer and maybe you give it another one of these. Just a couple taps on the spring. Oh, c'est très dramatique. All right, then you hit the looper. So now the loop starts to loop. And pretty soon we're going to hear grang. There it is. I'm not doing that. That's what we've recorded. Okay, so then what you do, you can probably hear some hums or weird sounds. Actually, I should turn that off. You're going to hear the hum come back while I look for some ambiance. Okay, here's a little delay in chorus. So I'm going to start the looper recording again. This will start sort of a new layer. It's going. And now I'm going to turn on the effect and we're going to start hitting the spring thingy. Now I'm going to stop the loop. Well, stop recording, it's still running. And then I'm gonna need to get some other wacky stuff going here. Basically, what you need to do is just make some more noises. And you keep making layers of noise until you've got something that sounds interesting. And we need to find some more interesting. So I'm just sort of scrolling through. And every once in a while I'm making a wacky sound. And this is all being done with my effects processor and a spring. What do you think about that? Oh, here's a good one. We gotta use this. that's going to be tricky to use. I'm going to have to... I don't know what I'm going to have to do. And as you hear those hums getting louder and louder, it's because, well, you're hearing the through the air thing as well. That's not good. That's not good. I'm turning the microphone off. Wait, that means we gotta stop this first. Okay, turn the microphone off, Tub. Wait, hold on a second. Did I just break something? Something just broke. Wait, what happened? Something did not want to fly there for a second. Anyway, you can see what kind of super fun types of things that can be done. Isn't this fun? Yeah, it is. Wait, I'm lost in the supermarket. What am I doing? Where am I going? I'm looking for my... Where's my fun? Where's my fun delay? Where's my crashing, bouncing ball, wacky... I lost it. Turn the microphone back off. Thank you. Right. So yeah, that's how you do it. You get yourself a spring, you get yourself an amplifier, and you're pretty much ready to go. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, nobody's going to fall for that. Nobody's going to say, that's good art. That's good music. Oh, but yes, they are. Because like all things, art is defined by its frame. Think about it. You got any little kids? Or do you know any little kids? Or were you ever a little kid? Did you ever draw on the walls? Yes, you did. Did your parents consider that art? Or did they say it was noise or vandalism or something? That's right. They said it was vandalism. Why? Because there is no frame. If you look at the art that's in a museum, yes, it's just a bunch of paint on a wall. But what differentiates it is the frame. Oh, look, it's got a frame around it. Therefore, it is art. That's right. So if you want your noise to become art, all you got to do is put a frame around it. And the way that we do that is by talking. And you tell people when they ask you what is going on, you tell them that it is art. And that you are delving into the psyche of humanity, and you bring up things like inner soul and chakra and inner light, and you say things like hearts of space. That's right. You can, if you don't want to take the weirdo route, you can go to the science route, and you can tell people, I'm interpreting the sounds of the universe. And there's lots of all kinds of science you can use to falsely back up your claims. But we don't need to go into that right now. If you really need more coaching on how to become an ambient music artist, I can help you. Go ahead and email me at tobe@sdf.org, and I can give you all the tricks. It's all about reverb and ambient sounds and, being able to spin a good yarn. I actually have a great deal of experience in this kind of thing, so don't you worry about it. Don't worry about getting caught or busted. You don't have greasy little fingers. I mean, you're not Kirk Cameron.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. And I'm mom just drove up. Here's something.
409 was fast.
Hurry!
Before he starts flying.
1981, mom walks in the door wondering if her children have started a shiny ambient band.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just setting up a big con to rip off rich people who like to walk around and think they understand art. So we're going to start some kind of weird noise band and then milk them for all they're worth. Okay, that's great and all, kids, but what are you going to do with all that money you make? Well, that's a good question. Kirk is so greasy. We could probably buy some 409, but all I got is a bunch of dirty golf balls. What am I going to do?
A ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Yeah, but does it have a
logo? Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Is that anodized paint?
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
What about the drain?
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
My towels get stolen.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Is that an internal
spiral brush? All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
That is superior.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
Wow.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer
today. I think I will. With all the money I made from Kirk Cameron being so damn greasy in the 80s. Yeah, maybe I need a golf ball washer. No, the only reason that I'm so interested in that particular golf ball washer is that it has that seamless transition from golf ball washer to the mounting pole. There's that integrated collar, and that integrated collar is fitted with a set screw for that seamless transition. How do they get such a seamless transition? I mean, obviously they're doing it with the integrated collar. But how did they design the collar to give it such a seamless design?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Is this going to be another one of these days where this show just devolves into stupid, crazy crap that makes no... Oh, God, here we go.
So do many more. Over hill and highway, the banana buggies go, coming up to bring you the banana split show. Making up a mess of fun, making up a mess of fun. Lots of fun for everyone. Cha la 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 la, cha la 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 la, cha la 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 la.
Oh, somebody shoot me in the head. I'm sorry. I didn't feel like doing this today. I got stuff to do. My back hurts. I feel like complaining about more stuff. Tra la 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 la. I don't know. Oh, come on, dude. It's spicy meatball.
Macy, micey, ballsy, ballsy.
Take 59.
And action.
Jack. Sometimes you eat more than you should. And Jack. When it's spicy besides, Mama Mia, do you need alcohol?
Yeah, that's the one thing I really gotta wonder. Did it really take 59 takes to get that one line? You know, that's the best thing about Dubious Goals Committee. Because it's live, there is no editing. You just get it the way it comes out. You're just getting it fresh. It's like, why am I trying so hard today? Oh, I don't know. Oh, wait, but I don't have to anymore, because I can finally say, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Harry Larry with Something Blue, so stay tuned for that. And then I don't know what's up. I don't know. I'm getting hungry. I gotta... Where's those tortellinis? And hey, where's my tea?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.